First of all, a very blessed Easter to you. Perhaps you will admit it as much as I do. It is hard to fake it. It is Easter, but it just doesn't feel like it. Whether it is church worship, family gatherings, Easter egg hunts, or other celebrations, this year, Easter feels like a mirage, a chimera. And even as I stand before you in these white vestments, after having sung the Easter proclamation, there is a heaviness in my heart that comes from experiencing death and destruction around. Yesterday, in the United States alone, we lost 2,000 people. We saw scenes of mass graves being dug in New York. Around the world, the death toll has hit more than 100,000 people, with almost 20,000 of these deaths in our own country. Here then is my dilemma, and perhaps yours too. While I fully comprehend the implications of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, while I believe that Christ has been raised from the dead and is alive and is with us, and while I believe with all my heart, I believe this truly with all my heart, that eternity awaits us, it is impossible to ignore the gloom that overshadows us. Conversely, though, and this is the turning point in my homily, conversely, though, as a man of faith, I believe that no matter how bad it gets, it is impossible to ignore the reality that our world is a world that has been transformed by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a man of faith, it is impossible for me to deny that our world has not been touched by the rays that emanated from the empty tomb. As a man of faith, I believe. With these mixed emotions and sentiments, I want to say three things to the church today. First, faith is for these times. Friends, the 3 years after which Jesus began his ministry, they were incredibly difficult years for him, his disciples, and his family. For somebody who was born of miraculous birth, for someone who did immense good, he faced too much opposition, intolerance, and hate. From being God's darling, he descended too quickly to be a crucified criminal. It was equally hard, if not harder, for the people around him. His mother, his disciples, his followers were the ones who bore the brunt of his brutal death. What about God's promise now? What about God's assurances now? What about life now? For that matter, What about everything now? But it was in those very moments that faith mattered the most. Right? You agree with me? It was in those moments that faith mattered the most. Faith was for every moment where things looked bleak. Faith was for those moments where nothing seemed sure. Faith was for the days when everything was falling apart. Faith was for the time when he said, "It is finished." Faith was for the times when the tomb was sealed shut. So I say this to you, the Church of God. Faith is for these times, when everything around us seems to be falling apart. Faith is for these times. Thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter tells me never to give up faith. Faith is for these times. Secondly, perhaps these days we have a greater awareness of what is really important. Do you agree? Without meaning to pass judgment, let me give you an illustration here. I have to admit, I have always been disconcerted by how March Madness intrudes into Holy Week and sometimes intrudes into Lent and sometimes into Holy Week. I have talked to people who actually felt that Lent was intruding March Madness. How dare Jesus die during March Madness? There is none of that this year, is there? So what is important? When we are stuck with home with our family, don't we wish we had taken the time to build our relationships? Now, people are spending time as a family, eating meals together, doing chores together, doing puzzles together, playing board games together, laughing together, crying together. And we're beginning to realize what is really important. How often have we overlooked that which is really important and focused on the superficial, on the unimportant, on that which is fleeting? God, who we sometimes kept at a distance, now we want to draw close. Folks, to live our faith in God together, to build a relationship in our families, to be faithful and caring friends, to respect and love those who keep us safe and healthy, the doctors, our nurses, our healthcare workers, the people who produce our food, harvest it, and bring it to us, to find meaning in our vocations, to be responsible workers in society, these have never looked more important, have they? What we are now, we must always be. What we find important now, we must always hold it close to our hearts. So I'd say this to you, church, that in good times and in bad, we must never lose sight of that which is important: God and working together for human redemption. God and working together for human redemption. Nothing is more important than that. And thirdly, I want to point to the light that always shines. Easter Monday, yes. On Easter Monday, I will have the first funeral of the Easter season. Before the wax of this Paschal candle settles down, it will be time to light it again for a funeral. What an irony. What a paradox. But this indeed is the gift of Easter. This precisely is the gift of the risen Lord. This precisely is the promise of the resurrection. When death and darkness loom in the horizon, there is a candle always burning, a light always shining. We are a people of the resurrection. We are a people of hope. Our faith proclaims that nothing that destroys human life is forever. Nothing that destroys human life is forever. Thus, even when a global pandemic ravages on, we remember that fear and anxiety, uncertainty and insecurity, death and destruction are never the last word. Twice in today's gospel reading, Jesus tells the disciples, "Do not be afraid." The Paschal mystery reminds us that victory is always in sight, that suffering will always lead to healing, that death will always lead to eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus has assured us that there is no other possibility. So at the funeral mass, at the funeral service Easter Monday morning, fearlessly I will entrust this person into the hands of a God I know to be the God of the living. So I say this to the church this Easter. While you live this Easter season cautiously, let not fear prevail. Let not fear prevail. And I'm saying it one more time. Let not fear prevail. Like the church that first Easter, let us be assured of Christ's presence among us. Jesus is present among us. And like that first Easter, let our fearlessness, our faith, and our hope bear witness to the risen Christ. I wish each one of you then a hope-filled Easter. I also wish your families, friends, and loved ones safety, good health, and peace. It is my hope that we will all gather again to worship, to pray, and to be a community. Meanwhile, may our hope never run out. And may this hope come from our faith in the risen Christ, the one whose resurrection is the greatest symbol of life. Happy Easter to every one of you. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, do you renounce sin so as to live in the freedom of the children of God? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you renounce the lure of evil so that sin may have no mastery over you?
I do.
Do you renounce Satan, the author of prince and sin?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. Amen. Filled with the joy of Christ's resurrection, we turn now to our loving God with our needs and the needs of the world.
For God's holy church, that through our words and actions we may continually testify to God's unconditional gifts of love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness to the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in authority, that they may use their power to bring justice and mercy to those who have been afforded no power for themselves.